many nutritious foods. This is especially true for children who can be notoriously picky eaters. Used sparingly in fruits, vegetables, grains, dairy, and other nutritious foods, it can be an effective approach to encouraging an overall healthy and balanced diet.
Dr. Gain notes that the
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Hines is owned in part by Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway and 3G Capital. The merge would create the third largest food and beverage company in North America. The deal is worth an estimated $40 billion. This is USA Radio News.
Did you get a new job last year? Or did you not get a new job because on the way to the interview you remembered you're terrible at interviews, so you hired a guy off the internet to do the interview for you and didn't really think it through because he got the job and is now very happy in his new position? Huh. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you get a new job, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
The UN Security Council has expressed, quote, profound disappointment about the failure to finalize a peace agreement for South Sudan. USA's John Clemens has more.
The war in the oil-rich East African country has left tens of thousands dead, with an estimated 2 million people displaced. Now the UN Security Council has threatened additional sanctions against what it called senior individuals, identified as those responsible for actions or policies that threaten peace. Francis Deng is the UN ambassador for South Sudan.
The government is understandably disappointed by the plan to impose sanctions rather than adopting measures that will encourage parties to cooperate with the international community for peace.
I'm John Clemens.
It's normal for parents to stop reading aloud to their kids by about age 6, but a new study says that's not necessarily the best thing to do. The Scholastic and YouGov Kids and Family Reading Report says parents should keep reading aloud to their kids a lot longer, and Scholastic parenting expert Maggie McGuire says that's not the only research indicating this.
All of the research shows that kids actually, A, love being read aloud to, even after the age of 6, and there are inherent benefits to reading aloud for a very long time, up into their teens.
McGuire says reading aloud to younger kids builds vocabulary and comprehension skills and is a good bonding tool. The study results came out earlier this month for World Read Aloud Day on March 4th. Join us at USA Headline News for more special interest stories, news, and headlines.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
The weather today in Flemington, New Jersey. It's currently 37 degrees Fahrenheit. Today there's a chance of showers. It's 40%, and the high is set to be 45 degrees. Tonight, there's a chance of showers before 8 p.m., then a chance of rain or drizzle after 8 p.m. Thursday is showers likely, 70%, with a high of 62 degrees. Nice and balmy here in Flemington, New Jersey, and showers likely Thursday night, 70%. And I'd like to welcome everyone today to Raising Conscious Kids Radio here at the Hunterdon Chamber Radio Station. And I am going to jump right in because I'm super excited about today's guest. We're continuing our series on raising healthy eaters in honor of March is National Nutrition Month. So super excited to welcome today to the show Rachel Feldman. And let me tell you a bit about her before I bring her on live. Rachel Feldman is a health coach, a wellness mama, and a detox specialist. She's based in Boca Raton, Florida. Rachel assists clients nationwide via phone, email, and Skype. Rachel helps men and women struggling with weight gain, digestive issues, and toxicity. Rachel graduated from the Institute for Integrative Nutrition in New York City, Wild Rose Natural College of Healing, the International School of Detoxification, and Natalia Rose Advanced Detox Certification Training. Rachel is also certified by the American Association of Drugless Practitioners. Her approach to health focuses not only on the foods you put into your mouth, but also incorporates the elements of body, mind, and soul. She helps her clients to access the blueprint for their health by discovering what foods fuel the body and not inflame the body. Her signature detox and cleanse programs help people to eliminate foods that are wreaking havoc on their body. So we are delighted to welcome to the program Rachel Feldman.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm completely honored to be just on your radio show today and just even support your mission. You know, you and I were talking yesterday, and I'm completely jazzed about what you do, and I'm really happy to be here today.
Oh, thanks, Rachel. Back at you. So I would love to start out. I don't know if all our listeners, I'm sure many are familiar with the Institute for Integrative Nutrition in New York City. It's very prestigious. I actually looked into that curriculum at one point. So I would love to hear and have you share your story of how you ended up going to school there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for me, I looked at a lot of different schools, and probably similar to a lot of your listeners and a lot of my own clients, there are so many, let me even just say diet, because I think that's the word that we're used to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these days, we have carb cycling for paleo or fruitarians or raw or vegan. I mean, the list goes on.
Yes.
And so for me, I really wanted to attend a school that didn't just believe that there was like this one dogma,
yes,
this one way of eating.
Yeah.
Because that's what I thought at one time.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, can you just eat macrobiotic, which I was, or should I just be raw, or should I just be vegan, or should I just, you know, only eat meat? Like, what should I do? I was so confused.
Yes.
And what I realized is that, wait, I'm this individual, and I change over time, and mm-hmm. I'm a woman, so I change with each week, you know? and I change with birth, and I change with nursing, and I change with age, and
mm-hmm.
I really wanted to find a school that believed in that, that believed in the individual, and that believed in, you know, that we're also made up of our genes, and that stress, you know, also dictates how we metabolize, and that we're these individuals. So I really looked at a lot of different schools, and what the Institute for Integrative Nutrition really embodies is that you look at the individual, you look at the lifestyle, you look at the person, you look at the food that you eat, and that you don't just say, here, eat half a cup of cottage cheese and one slice of whole wheat toast and an egg, and you're good to go with half a cup of fruit.
Yeah,
that was old school way of looking at food, and so it's not just the food on your plate. It's how you think. It's how you practice. You know, the exercise in your life. It's all of it. It's like that whole full circle. And so, with my own health issues that I had as a kid, allergies and digestive issues and rashes and. Those got a little worse as I got a little older,
mm-hmm.
even though I still competitively swam and was active in my life, and that didn't change.
Mm-hmm.
I really wanted to find not just a Band-Aid. I mm-hmm. wanted to find the root cause. I wanted to really educate myself. And when I decided to look for a school that was about health and wellness, I really wanted to find a place that embodied all that, and that's what led me to that school.
Yeah, no, it's top. It's top. So super excited to have you here. So I'm ready to jump into our topics. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. So, Rachel, I know you have two kids. How do you boost your family's immune system and your own
yeah,
immune system?
Yeah, that's an awesome one. And I don't have just, like, you know, kids who are 16 or 18. Not that, you know, not that that would be any different, but I have, like, little munchkins. So they are at school, like, you know, even, and not that my kids are gross when I say this, but, you know, I have to be like, Max, Sammy, like, wash your hands. You know, they're 6 and 8. So we'll come, like, out of that. I'm like, did you wash your hands? And they give me, like, the smile, like, and then I'm like, get back in there. Awesome. 30 seconds. Like, under, you know, under the faucet. Like, I know you want to get back to whatever you're doing. So, you know, and they're at school with, you know, this is the age that the immune system develops. You know, they always say it develops, like, by 6. But I really think, you know, their bodies are just, you know, the onslaught of just, it's just different viruses and bacteria that just hit them.
Yeah.
So at our home, probiotics are a really big thing. So when we hear probiotics, we always think, what is that?
Yeah.
Probiotics are what you find, whether it's in yogurt or you see these days, in any natural grocery store. It doesn't have to be Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm.
You see Good Belly. Mm-hmm. You see, you know, whether it's dairy or non-dairy, kefir, which is K-E-F-I-R.
Mm-hmm.
Kefir actually has 12 strains of good bacteria, where yogurt has 5.
Mm-hmm.
So in my home, I make sure that we're having good bacteria going into the body daily.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a non-dairy yogurt. I make sure that we get that into the body daily. I make sure that they do take a probiotic. They have from day one. I've had an autoimmune, which means that pretty much in layman's terms, your body attacks itself.
Yeah.
Your body attacks its very own cells in protection.
Yeah.
So I had an ulcer when I was young that eventually turned into ulcerative colitis.
Wow.
So I birthed babies that had their own digestive issues, and I don't want them to have an immune issue.
Right.
And so I make sure that I strengthen their immune by putting good bacteria. And we all hear that word, like, leaky gut.
Yeah.
Leaky gut is just a general term. Well, combat leaky gut by strengthening the immune system. So I make sure we eat a lot of food rich in vitamin C. I make, like, homemade lemonade. So I just, you know, get water. I put, squeeze a whole bunch of lemons or oranges. I put in grade B maple syrup because it has tons of minerals. We forget about that good old maple syrup.
Yeah,
and it's got all those minerals because we're not drinking out of the tap anymore. So we don't have those good minerals. So I will make a healthy lemonade or oranges. And I say, okay, everyone's drinking this. And sometimes they're like, Mom, I'm like, do you like going to the doctor? And they look at me, I'm like, so don't, and drink this. and I also shove a tablespoon of raw honey into their mouth every day. Because raw honey has, you know, if it's local raw honey.
Yes, yes.
It will help to naturally combat, like, allergies in your community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really good, that raw honey also just supports the body naturally to fight off, like, little colds that are coming on. And that's some of the best ways to just naturally boost that immune system.
Awesome. And I love, we're, like, vibing here because you said you make homemade lemonade. I'm like, oh, I make homemade lemonade. But
I
take the easier route, just to give people an easier route. I get the organic lemon juice in a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's all lemon. It's organic. And so that's if you can't imagine yourself, like, squeezing the lemons or whatever, that's what I use. I use the lemon from the bottle. It only takes a little bit because it's very concentrated.
Yeah.
And then I actually add the local raw honey to that. And it's delicious lemonade.
Well, and you know what I always tell people? Because people think, you know, they imagine me like, oh, she's a health coach. She must do everything perfect. Let me break it down for people. Number one, I have two kids under the age of 8, so nothing is ever slow in this house. So when I tell you, like, a lemon comes out of the fridge, as I'm sitting there talking to one of them, I'm cutting on the cutting board, and I squeeze with my hand. I don't get out one of those fancy little cute squeezers.
Right.
I squeeze in my hand. I, like, with my hand, take the seeds out of whatever, and that's it. And,
okay.
And that can be done. And, yes, just buying, if you buy the lemon concentrate, totally great. Like, I always say, make it simple and know yourself. If you know you're never going to squeeze a lemon, don't go out and buy the lemon.
Right.
If you know that you're going to just do it from the bottle, do it from the bottle. The whole point is that just get it done.
I like the idea of the grade B maple syrup, though, too.
Yeah. And it sweetens it, especially, you know, some kids, like, they don't like the taste of honey. Mm-hmm. My one child, my little one, she hates the taste of honey. Mm-hmm. She loves maple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
My other one loves honey, hates the taste of maple syrup. So I make one for her and one for him. So I just keep it as just the lemonade, and then I let them sweeten it.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say, involve your little one.
Yes.
I put the honey out.
Yeah.
I put the maple syrup, and they sweeten it to their liking.
Yes.
And then they're good to go. One likes ice, one doesn't, and I put little cute straws in. One pink and one blue.
Perfect, so. Perfect. Well, it's already time for a break, so we're going to take a couple-minute break, and we'll be right back with Rachel Feldman here on Raising Conscious Kids Radio.
Hi. I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
For too long in America, we've been putting off funding infrastructure, saying we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But on August 1st, 2007, hundreds of vehicles tried crossing the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and disaster struck. The I-35 bridge collapsed. 13 people were killed, 145 were injured, and traffic was obstructed for over a year. It didn't have to happen. Years before, inspectors had rated the bridge structurally deficient, but they were ignored. In New Jersey, we have 479 bridges carrying 8.2 million vehicles a day that are rated worse, and we can't afford to ignore that. As of June 30th, the state's Transportation Trust Fund will be empty. We need to replenish it so that our roads and bridges can be fixed and future problems prevented. And we can. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com to find out how. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Rachel, what do you eat or drink on a daily basis to stay healthy?
So for me, and I think this is a huge thing because we're always thinking about our kidneys being, you know, healthy. But if we're not healthy, how do we take care of our kids?
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I do juice every day. I think that juicing or having like a smoothie per day, it's so easy to give yourself that liquid nutrients, which is so imperative for good digestion.
Mm-hmm.
So I make sure that I at least wake up and have lemon water in the morning because you wake up, you're really acidic. We get those bags under our eyes, which is the first sign that the kidneys are tired. just come off of sleep. So if you can wake up in the morning, have lemon water even right next to your bed, you know you're going to drink it before that busy day and you get the kids off to school. You don't have a juicer in the morning. You can go out and you can even get like wheatgrass powder from your local store, mix that into water, add like the juice of a lemon or just like you said, the concentrate. Even if it doesn't taste good, I would say not everything in the world tastes good. Cold toast, swig it back. But they do it at Whole Foods or many of your local juice places have juices that are already made. They're just really expensive. So I tell people, take $2 a day. Put it into a little, you know, bucket on your countertop and think, I want to get, like, a blender or I want to get a juicer. And in 365 days, you'll have enough or 100 days even. I mean, you can get a juicer or blender, you know, pretty inexpensive these days.
Now, what are you, what are your thoughts? I got all excited you're talking about the juicer. What are your thoughts on the juicer versus like a blender that, I don't want to,
that gives you like a smoothie?
Yeah, no, the blender that you add everything, like a juicer you put in and the rind is, I have everything at my home. So the juicer you put in and the rind of the carrot is there, the rind, the pulp of the apple is there, and then the juice comes out versus like one of the newer units that pulverizes everything. That's the word, pulverizes everything. And so you're drinking everything, including the skin. I mean, it's two different trains of thought. So I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on that.
And I think everyone's different and they do different things. You know, for juicing, for me, it really works because I had, when I had ulcerative colitis, and so juicing works in a different way where you're getting, one, it's without the fiber.
Yeah.
And so the liquid juice is going right to your bloodstream so fast.
Okay.
And for a lot of people that have digestive issues, that juice is really easy to digest.
I
you know,
see.
It's not having to go through your digestive process.
Oh, okay.
It's really, I mean, it's such a liquefied meal, of course.
Yes.
But for, you know, for smoothies, for a lot of people, they're fabulous. I mean, especially when it's pulverized, you know, in a Nutribullet, in a BlendTec, in a Vitamix.
Yes.
You are pulverizing it almost to baby food.
Yes.
So I think for people, the mistake that a lot of people make when they say, oh, my God, I had a smoothie and it really bloated me, is one, it's too high in sugar.
Mm.
So a great smoothie should be the base, which would be like one cup of unsweetened almond milk or 1.5 cups, 1 cup of greens, a low glycemic fruit, which would be berries or green apple, not these high glycemic fruits. Then add cinnamon to balance blood sugar, maybe, you know, vanilla extract, a little ice, and then blend that. A lot of people, you know, if you want to put in carrot, that's fine. But a lot of people put in so much fruit and then wonder why they feel so bloated or they're on a sugar roller coaster. And if you desire to put in some protein powder, that's a great way to start your day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're packing in a lot of nutrient-dense foods. You can put in chia seeds or flax for a great fat, and that's going to really keep you stable for the day. So both wonderful and both great ways. You know, I think in today's world, when you think of why our digestion gets hampered, why we have inflammation in the body, it's really that we're having, you know, so many issues, just we're eating on the run. We're so busy. We live in a world where both parents are working. You know, we don't have time to stop and eat. So, you know, I'm not telling people to go eat liquid meals and that you can't eat. But if you can give even that morning meal where you're hydrating the body, I think so many of us are dehydrated. So if you're walking around with wrinkles, dry hair, dry skin, really think more about, wow, a smoothie is just such a great way to hydrate. You're constipated. Juicing is a great way to have, you know, a morning snack, an afternoon snack, especially if weight gain is an issue. And I find that's just for a lot of people. It's not that, you know, it's for a lot of people, it's an inability actually to lose weight because our digestion is really hampered.
Yes.
So if you can start to hydrate the body, give it easier to digest meals, that's why I think juicing or smoothies are great. And you really, so much of us are not eating the rainbow. So
right.
When you think about juicing or smoothies, you're really packing in a nutrient-dense way, those micro and macronutrients and minerals that we're really not getting in our everyday food.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the biggest thing about the varied drinks that I end up, or meals, especially in the afternoon when I'm working and I'm like, oh, I'm tired. It's mm-hmm. like, boom, I'm at a smoothie. I'm either packing that to go, you know, or I'm in my kitchen and then I'm back at my desk and all of a sudden I'm revived.
Yes. Yeah. And to your point about hydration, you know, I found that so critical as well. And sometimes the body, you think you're hungry, like that you're getting the message that you're hungry, but actually it's thirst. Your body's so thirsty, it's sending you the message that it's hungry. But if you would stop and think, well, how much water did I drink today? Have a nice glass of water and then check in a couple minutes and see, well, am I really hungry? Oh, no, I was thirsty.
Well, and if you, you know, that's a great point, Kimberly, because water doesn't actually hydrate us. And even though water is very important, I mean, I'm not saying for people not to drink water,
mm-hmm.
but the reason that coconut water came back with such a brutal, great force is that we're not drinking out of the faucet. So all your listeners, even for babies and children and parents, this is such a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we having such allergies, intolerances?
Yeah.
Food, you know, why are kids having anaphylactic allergies? And,
yeah.
you know, why are we seeing adrenal fatigue, thyroid mm-hmm. imbalances mm-hmm. at such young ages?
Yes.
You know, mineral deficiencies.
Mm-hmm.
So start to think, okay, water, adding for your kids. This is immune. This is very big. And for all our kids who play sports as we are about to enter summer.
Yes.
Because, you know, even with springtime, and even though I'm in Florida, but you're up in Jersey, as it starts to get warm and our kids are running around, PE classes,
mm-hmm.
summertime, if you add a little coconut water, even if your kid does not like it, add just a little, an ounce. Or if you, as an adult, start to drink, just add a little coconut water or minerals or an electrolyte packet.
Right.
We're not drinking out of the faucet, so we are mineral deficient. And our adrenals, our thyroid, cannot function.
Mm.
So if you're not losing weight and you have excess weight or you feel a tightness in your lower legs or you just feel chronically fatigued, start to go back to the basics.
Mm.
Do I have enough protein on board? Am I eating enough healthy fat? Because if we don't have that, our immune system can't function.
Mm-hmm.
So do I have enough minerals? And that's where coconut water is important because water cannot hydrate us unless we have minerals.
Mm.
So sea salt is great. You can even in your water put just a little sea salt.
Yeah.
Just a little. And I'm not saying this if you can't tolerate, you know, we have certain health conditions that can't tolerate salt.
Right.
So clearly, do not go and consume salt if you can't tolerate it.
Right.
Certain kidney conditions, of course. But for our little ones, you know, add a little sea salt for our water, a little sea salt, or have a little coconut water.
Mm-hmm.
So great for our immune system. So great to set the stage for a healthy metabolism as well.
Yes, great points. You know, I found I was doing Bikram yoga, which is, have you ever done Bikram?
Mm-hmm.
So it's, for those who aren't familiar, it is beastly hot. Like you
yes.
walk into the room and your whole body sweats. I love it. And what I found was, as a novice, I drank a lot of water after and I ended up with a raging headache. And then I had an electrolyte replacement that I took for the next time and same amount of water, no headache, totally fine and energized. And then the other thing I tried, I thought, well, great, my electrolyte replacement, I have a powder that worked. And then I saw that they sold coconut water there, and I had never had it. And so I tried that after the Bikram yoga, and that worked well also. So yeah, I'm like the guinea pig. You know, I can see totally what you're saying about hydration and the minerals. Yeah.
That's awesome. I mean, that's a complete testament, because that's why when I've worked with little kids, and I've worked with a lot of little kids, you know, parents will say to me, like, my child, you know, has poor concentration. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not going to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. I always say, you know, we have remarkable bodies. Remarkable bodies.
Yeah.
Let's look at the basics. Are we hydrated? Mm-hmm. And most often we're not.
Yeah.
And so I always say, okay, let's just add a little coconut water, or, you know, let's make sure that we're drinking enough water. So, yeah, that's a great, great point, Kimberly. I'm so glad you brought that up.
Oh, and the headache lasted all day. It was terrible.
Yeah.
And
it's,
I don't get
really bad.
Yeah, I don't get headaches. So to me, I knew what it was from. It was clear cause and effect. And so, yeah, I'm a big, big advocate in you know, adding the electrolytes in a healthy way, and or the coconut water. Yes, thank you for that. Especially now with the kids getting ready for their sports. You know, my kids compete. They're at a high level of competition, even though they're 13 and 17. And I'm always telling them, please add the electrolytes. And they can tell the difference, you know.
Yeah.
They could tell the difference. So, Rachel, what do you do when your kids get sick?
You know, And I think this is such a huge topic because, you know, when I work with my own clients and I work with families, I explain to people, you know, we live in a pretty toxic world. And when I say it to people, they're like, wait, what? You know, with the amount of pesticides and herbicides and just pollution, you know, one of my favorite facts is compared to the 1950s, we have 600% more cars on the road. That's 600% that doesn't take into account oil spills, doesn't take into account radiation, doesn't take into account the cell phones, the iPads, anything.
Yeah.
So when I say sick, I like to broaden this. This isn't just the cold and the virus.
Mm-hmm.
This is ear infections. This is sinus. This is any cold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when I say sick, it means anything except your child happy, pooping every day, free, you know, smiling.
Yeah.
So I like to look at this as keeping your child, you know, out of the doctor's office.
Mm-hmm.
We go to the doctor. For me, integrative holistic care means that you go to the doctor when you know you need to, and you do preventive stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So when my kids get sick, I know when to call the doctor. But what I do right away is, you know, coconut oil is put into their mouth because coconut oil is a medium-chain fatty acid that naturally fights bacteria, viruses, is as close to breast milk as possible.
Oh,
so
I didn't know.
It goes in and fights. I know coconut milk actually is as close to breast milk, which is why when you take a baby off of breast milk, you want to actually put them on coconut milk because it has that same kind of, like, antiviral properties and medium-chain fatty acids that breast milk does.
Wow.
But I put coconut oil right into their mouth. I also start to get probiotics right into their body because, again, sickness comes when there's that imbalance of good gut flora because the immune system is out of balance. And 80% of our immune system is in our digestive system, in our gut.
Okay, repeat that. That bears repeating.
Yes, 80% of our immune system is in our gut. It's a very important fact for people to know.
Yes.
Just like 95% of our serotonin, that happy hormone,
is
manufactured in our gut, not our brain.
I thought it was the brain.
No, that's why the gut-brain connection, I've actually spoken to psychiatrists about this in Broward County down here in Florida.
Wow.
It's a huge thing right now, and there are books on this as well. So it's an unbelievable, I mean, this could be a whole other segment. But when my kids get sick, I focus right on the gut.
Wow.
So I start to get coconut milk, you know, yogurt right into their body. I will actually, you know, get, of course, the old, you know, grandmother's recipe, you know, chicken soup.
Yep.
Right into their body. I will put them into Epsom salt bath because Epsom salt have magnesium and sulfur. Sulfur is very important for healthy detoxification for the detox pathways. And when I say detox, this is not a scary thing. Mm-hmm. Detox just means that you're getting rid of toxins that are in the body. We all have them.
Yeah.
Just like cellulite is fat, is toxin stored in fat.
Mm.
So we all have toxins, and toxins lead to the immune system being, you know, not as strong. So I will get them into Epsom salt bath.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I will start to actually skin brush them with a towel, very soft, to get their lymphatic system, because when we have our lymph nodes swollen, lymphatic system being clogged.
Mm-hmm.
So I start to look at their body as, wow, okay, what is attacking the lymphatic system, and start to actually skin brush their body and start to move their lymphatic system.
Mm,
awesome. So I really look at their little bodies and say, what is attacking their little bodies, and how can I start to support the little bodies to attack this back with, you know, with all these different tools? And for us, you know, we do use essential oils. I don't think anything is like the be-all everything,
right,
the end-all. But I use different tools in my house to say, okay, let me support the immune system.
Yeah.
Let me get them drinking, you know, lemonade, because lemons, limes, oranges, all those citrus flush the lymphatic system.
Mm.
Skin brushing, mm-hmm. Epsom salt baths. This is how you start to detoxify little ones,
mm-hmm.
yourself. Sweating is great.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can get, you know, like I said, yourself into an Epsom salt bath, or the little ones, you know, showers are the same. It's a great tool to just get the junk out of the body. And then if you start to see, just with yourself or the little ones, that it's not going away, of course, call the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, Manuka honey is another great one. You can put a spoonful of Manuka honey into the mouth, and it's wonderful for combating viruses, bacteria. It's another natural tool.
Is Manuka a brand name, or what is that?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a brand name. It's almost like honey on superfood.
Okay.
Honey supercharged.
Okay.
And it is a little expensive. You're not going to go through it. But it has been said and known to just kill a lot of those viruses. And I think a lot of kids, you know, we're all carrying around junk. It's just whenever, and I say junk meaning viruses, it's just whenever we have a little too much stress, and our kids can go and study too much or get stressed about school, or another kid is maybe having a virus that's going around, and it's just that one day that they're a little weakened that they get sick.
Yeah.
And that's what I always see. So the minute that I see my kids get a little off-white, or maybe they stayed up a little too late because they were watching a movie,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that's when I increase probiotics that day, or give a little extra, you know, vitamin C. And then, you know, when they come home, I just, you know, give them a little extra love in any of those 10 ways that I just mentioned.
Yeah.
And again, you know, this is what I always say. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nutritionist. I'm not a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
I say every parent has to be empowered.
Yes.
I think that is the greatest gift that we're given.
Yes.
And, you know, if something doesn't align with you, you know, to one, research it, to see what works for you,
mm-hmm.
Because this is what works for me. You know, I do other things in my home that work for me, and that I have found, you know, fit for my lifestyle and my personality.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the greatest gift that we get, is that we start to find either, you know, an acupuncturist that I take my kids to, or we find other people in our life, or we research things and say, you know what, this really aligns with me. I'm going to try this.
Mm-hmm.
So everything that I have said, this is what works for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I really encourage any parent to say, you know, wow, I'm going to say this. Or, you know, bee pollen sounds really neat to add to a smoothie, or hide in, you know, a pancake, or hide in a protein ball.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, things that I talked about today, it doesn't mean you have to do everything at once. Mm-hmm. I don't even teach that way in my practice.
Mm-hmm.
I like to add little things in so we don't shock the body.
Yes. Yeah, and, you know, it has to be doable for your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
And you have a super busy lifestyle. So, you know, what I love about what you're saying, Rachel, is, you know, you're a mom like I am, and that's why we resonated, and that's why, you know, you're on the show today, is that, you know, it's just a matter of being conscious, you know, conscious of what's going on, and it's just a mindset, I think, you know, just getting out in front of things, so hopefully they don't, you know, you can nip it in the bud, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And also, you know, just as I said, you know, sometimes it's not always perfect. It can't be. You know, we're busy parents taking care of ourselves, balancing it all. And that's why whenever I speak to people, I say, you know, it's about figuring out a system that works for you.
Yeah.
Knowing what you need to do so that your health is healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes kids do get sick, and sometimes we get sick, but it's having the toolbox in your home so that you can prevent that, because anyone being sick in your home, especially when you work full time like I do,
mm-hmm.
it's just not fun.
Yep. But, you know, these are all great tools to naturally boost the immune system. So this is awesome. So I think it's a good point to take our final break, and then we'll be right back. This is Kim Pramatic on Raising Conscious Kids Radio, and my special guest today is Rachel Feldman.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
You shouldn't give for the accolades. You shouldn't give for the back pats. You shouldn't give for the tax breaks either. At Jersey Mike's, we think you should give for one reason and one reason only: to give. Come into any Jersey Mike's location during March for our month of giving and join us as we help support local charities across the country all month long. It's your chance to get a tasty sub sandwich and help do something good for the community you call home. And on Wednesday, March 25th, Jersey Mike's is proud to be donating 100% of sales to a charity right in your own backyard. Jersey Mike's. Help nourish. Help flourish. Be a sub above.
You're listening to 100inChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@100in-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy 100in, buy local. Visit www.100inchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
So, Rachel, how do you make sure that your kids never feel deprived in your home, since I'm guessing you don't have the typical cakes and cookies?
That's a great question. I mean, you know, especially when I work with other people, it's the same exact thing that I do in my home, because I don't want my kids to be hiding stuff in their room.
Right.
I actually grew up with a parent who was very strict, and I remember being a little kid, and her kids would actually come over to my house, and they would be devouring stuff in my home.
Mm.
So I always thought, you know, when I have a home, when I grow up, mm-hmm. I don't ever want to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
So in my home, we have healthy exchanges. You know, instead of having a potato chip that has ingredients on the back that you would have to Wikipedia. and when I teach 6-year-olds or when I teach moms who are trying to lose weight, it's the same exact thing. I say, if you have to Wikipedia an ingredient, your body can't detoxify this.
Which
means your brain can't work, or you can't lose weight.
Yeah.
The same thing. That's all that toxins will do. Mm-hmm. Hamper the endocrine system or have your brain not work or lead to food allergies.
Mm.
And we could go on with the list. Mm-hmm. So with my kids, I teach them, can you read the back of the label? That's why we have, like, chips that have 3 or 4 ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, you know, the cookies that we have, you know, one, they are, you know, always gluten-free. A lot of them are even grain-free because, you know, pretty much we are grain-free here.
Mm-hmm.
But they're healthy versions.
Mm-hmm.
And I empower my kids also, because they do have food allergies, that I've always said, eat that. See how you feel. I want you to make the choice, because I'm not always going to be there.
Right.
And so if they're going to grow up, then, which they are,
mm-hmm.
just by nature, I want them to make the decision.
Mm-hmm.
And they've actually made the decision. They say, you know, Mommy, I don't feel so great because I ate this at school, and I'm not going to do that again.
Yep.
And, you know, so that, I believe, is my duty, whether it's my own kids or my clients, is to say, you know what, it can't be about a diet.
Right.
It can't be about deprivation, because deprivation, A, leads us to a binge or feeling deprived,
mm-hmm.
or thinking that we're doing this for something, which always leads to what I call failure. It needs to feel like we're doing this because we want to feel good, and we don't want to eat something that makes us feel not good.
Yeah.
So the stuff that I have in my house, it's a healthy version always.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ingredients that we can read that makes sense.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, you know, are there, you know, times that we have a birthday cake, and I am human. Are there times that I eat something that doesn't serve me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I know what to do for my body. I know that I've got to juice. I know that I have to drink a lot more lemon water.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I've got to flush my body. Mm-hmm. I've got to skin brush that day. I know what tools I need to do.
Right.
And they have to do a little, you know, mini detox. And when I say detox, whole foods, nothing processed, easy to digest foods. That's what detox is.
Mm-hmm.
It's giving the digestion a break.
Mm-hmm.
Taking away foods that are typically eaten so that it tricks the body, eliminating foods that may be wreaking havoc on the system. And it's the same thing I teach people in the world. So the foods that are in my house, you know, we switch it up as well, because I do think no matter who we are in this world, our bodies change.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes a food that we think is really working for us, all of a sudden we're like, wow, this is all of a sudden giving me acid reflux. Why? Mm-hmm. Well, our body changed.
Mm-hmm.
We change with the seasons. We change each year. The same goes for kids.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. And you know, from what I'm hearing you, you're like me about empowering your kids and everybody else's kids, which is, you know, allow them. And I've done this too. I remember I used to like meter out, we celebrate Halloween, and I used to meter out the Halloween candy, and it was this whole thing. And then I thought, well, they're getting a little older now, and I didn't do it 1 year. Well, you know, the next day they both woke up and they felt terrible. And so then we had to talk, you know, we had to talk before about, you know, what could possibly happen and about, you know, too much sugar and, you know, the other things that are in candy and stuff. And the next day they felt lousy. And I said, so what did you learn? You know, and in a conversational way, because, you know, I'm very much about raising my kids to be empowered and independent thinkers. But sometimes that physical experience, that visceral experience, you know, can teach so much more than us talking to them or giving them, you know, learning it at school or whatever. You know, they know what sugar overload does to their bodies. And, you know, the next year they metered it themselves. So I was really happy about that.
Yeah, because that, I mean, I think with all of us, that's how we make major changes.
Yeah.
No matter what age we are.
Yeah.
So I'm a huge advocate of that. I know even for myself, changes in my own life, that's the only way I change.
Yeah.
Is when it comes down to me, nobody telling me to do something for any such reason.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So our time has flown today. And Rachel, I want to take some time. Our guests are so generous here on Raising Conscious Kids Radio, and you are as well. And we so appreciate that. And you have a free gift for our Raising Conscious Kids community that if you're not already a member, you can join easily. It's free at www.raisingconsciouskids.com. And but please tell us about the healthy bundle that you have ready for us.
Oh, this is awesome. I mean, I created this healthy bundle because so many of my clients, so many people who I work with, I think really get scared of this word detox. And detox for me is about clean eating. It's about improving digestion, improving the lymphatic system, supporting the liver, which has 500 different metabolic processes.
Mm.
So it's so important for us to have these systems working properly to be happy, to go to the bathroom properly, to you know, not have rashes, bags under our eyes, sleep, you know, improve.
Yes.
Great skin, all of this. So I put this bundle together because I wanted to really teach people these basics. Instead of going to all these different books and feeling confused about, you know, what do I do? Who's saying the right thing?
Right.
Eat this, eat that. So you have this bundle. You can download each one of these e-guides. Very simple to understand. Put them on your iPhone. Put them anywhere. So they are e-downloadable. You don't even have to print them out, but if you want to. But it takes you through, you know, a simple juice cleanse. If you wanted to even do it half a day.
Mm.
Experiment with half a day. It gives you tons of recipes.
Mm.
Clean eating. Smoothies if you wanted to start trying them out. Low glycemic. I have videos there as well so that you really understand. I mean, everything from start to finish, I've covered it for you so that you're not confused. And I debunk this myth of what do I do in this world and how do I do it when I'm super busy?
Yes.
How do I fit it all in?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I've created for your guests and for people who are just like me who work, you know, those 10, 11-hour days sometimes and want to be healthy and don't know what to do.
Oh, great. I'm so excited, Rachel. This is really going to support. I'm excited to look at it. I'm always, I'm a lifelong learner. I love to learn. And that's why I love to teach, you know. So I'm super, super excited.
I'm excited for your guest, and I'm so thankful to be here today. This is just a great show and what you're doing. You know, the world needs, like, you know, a million of you. I always say that. There are people that are out there just sharing, empowering, and educating. It's a domino effect. It takes one person to share the message with another that, you know, we are empowered, and it's our divine birthright. I mean, that's what I say to people. It's our divine birthright.
I love that. I love that. I love that. Any last words of wisdom for our listeners, Rachel, other than definitely go to raisingconsciouskids.com and pick up. That'll be available. It takes 24 hours for the show to be available for me to put it in the archive. So I will get that out definitely by next week. I'm super excited to have that information, to have those resources. I'm always looking for new ways to sneak in foods in my kids' smoothies and, you know, make juicing more palatable for the kids. So excited for your recipes and everything that you've shared today.
Wow, it's just been a pleasure. And, you know, like I said, I think everything that we talked about today, I know we talked about a lot, but even if you take one thing.
Exactly.
If you just take one thing and say, you know what, I'm going to try that one thing. It doesn't have to be everything. I didn't get here overnight.
Yes.
It was years of, you know, my own journey. And just like you said, you know, it's a never-ending journey of kind of trying out what works, and don't feel overwhelmed by everything we talked about. Just, you know, think of one thing we talked about and apply it to your life and see how it feels. So I'm always here. You can find me on social media. You can find me anywhere. If you have any questions, you can always reach out.
Yes, exactly. Thank you so much, Rachel.
My pleasure.
And I just like to end with a quote. I think you'll love this one, too. It's from Dr. Green. And it says, when you give children good nutrition, you are giving them the nutrient building blocks that literally become the eyes you look into, the knees that get scraped, the bones that support their growing bodies, their inquisitive, curious brains, and the hearts that pump quietly night and day down through the years. Yeah. So I always like to end with an old Irish blessing. And so I'm going to do that right now. May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind always be at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face and rains fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. God bless you, everybody. Thank you, Rachel.
Thanks, Kim. Have a great one.
You too.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. German Wings officials are confirming that at least two U.S. citizens were among those on board the plane that crashed in the southern French Alps on Tuesday. Former NTSB member John Guglia tells Fox News it's not just the conversation with crew members that will be important from the voice recorder.
We can tell if the engines were running. We could actually hear if there's something breaking up inside the airplane.
Authorities say they still don't know what caused the German passenger jet to go down, but one of the black boxes has been recovered. The death penalty trial of accused Boston Marathon bomber Johar Zanayev continues today in Boston. Prosecutors yesterday introduced a letter Zanayev sent to officials at Dartmouth in January of 2013 seeking leniency for poor grades. In the letter, Zanayev indicated his schoolwork suffered because family members were being falsely accused of committing terrorist acts in Chechnya. Cell phones and passengers play a big role in teen driver crashes than previously thought. Researchers from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety found that distractions such as talking on the phone or with others in the car were a factor in almost 60% of moderate to severe crashes. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by the Sugar Association. March is National Nutrition Month, and while there's no question that the centerpieces of a healthy diet are fruits, vegetables, whole grains, dairy, and other fiber-rich and calcium-rich foods, what are some ways we can get kids to eat them? The answer might surprise you. All-natural sugar can play an important role, explains former University of Connecticut basketball player and nutrition expert Dr. Courtney Gain of the Sugar Association.
Sugar, or sucrose, improves the taste of many nutritious foods. This is especially true for children who can be notoriously picky eaters. Used sparingly in fruits, vegetables, grains, dairy, and other nutritious foods, it can be an effective approach to encouraging an overall healthy and balanced diet.
Dr. Gain notes that the
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our